John here from Queer Radio. I'm 4ZZZ, and we're at the Loving for Love Equality by the Rose Garden at New Farm Park on Valentine's Day, chatting with Donna from University of Southern Queensland in Toowoomba.
G'day, John. How are you?
Very well. What's life like for young LGBTQ people up in Toowoomba?
Pretty closed-minded, actually. The people up there aren't really open to anything. There's not really a lot. Like, there's no nightclub or places to hang out. It's really up to us where we want to go and stuff like that.
Okay, so you have a support group actually on campus?
We're a social group, but we do provide links with Toowoomba groups, like community groups, and there's the Silver Wheat Society, which we do a lot of things with. They're here as well today. Just a couple of them, yeah, and we do a lot of things with them.
Now, a few years ago I spoke with on a project I was doing with the Queensland AIDS Council. There was a lovely man who is totally confident, at peace with the world at age 19. But at 16, what saved him was being introduced to the Silver Wheat Society, and it was by his local GP. And at 15, he'd had a nervous breakdown because he couldn't deal with how he knew people were treated at school. This man, while he wasn't seen to be gay himself, he was a straight-acting gay man naturally. He saw how an effeminate gay man was tortured almost to the point of suicide. And so this man, Don, had a nervous breakdown at age 15. At 16 then, his GP found out what the issue was and put him in contact through Kobe House at Toowoomba with Silver Wheat, and Don's whole life changed. So having social groups and support perhaps from older people who are good role models, that's valuable, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, we can't offer anything support-wise because we don't have any counsellors or anything like that. But we do offer people to talk to, just people to hang out with. Like, that's what we're doing today, just hanging out and just having close friendships. Because, I mean, we've got a lot of 17-year-old people at high school. I mean, it's just important for them to have people that they can talk to and just hang out with that aren't going to criticise them for the smallest things.
I was chatting with a couple of young people from Brisbane here before, and they were saying that their experience from high school is that there is no acceptance, no inclusion of same-sex attraction. So it's not as if your life suddenly changes then when you go to university, is it?
Well, I think university for me was the time that I wasn't living at home. I could go out and basically experiment. You mean you find yourself sometimes, and if you don't have people that you can hang out with in high school and stuff, uni, you're set free, and you can just you find so much about yourself that you never knew before or suspected before, and you go and find out for real.
Okay. And for you then, studying at Toowoomba, is that your hometown as well?
No, it's not. I moved from Ipswich, which was pretty, well, I guess I went in the wrong direction. I should have gone to Brisbane, but yeah, it's I guess being away from home and meeting new people, you kind of just, you're like, I'm sick of just pretending anymore. I just want to be myself.
So is there visibility then on campus as well?
Not as much as we'd like to. I mean, you still get looked at. I mean, you get looked at anywhere, downtown, at uni. I mean, we'd like to change that, I think. A lot of people go, what is USQ+? They just heard the name before. They don't know what it is. And I guess this year we want to try and change that. We want to be out there a bit more.
For rural youth, do you find especially that the internet is an advantage?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's what connects us to other communities. I mean, we wouldn't have found out for this if it wasn't for the internet. I mean, yeah.
So the other part of that is then, do you have personal support that 16 is an appropriate age of consent for all sexual activities, for all sexualities?
I think it should be. If it's old enough for straight people to decide whether they want to have sex, then I think it's the same for us. I mean, we're all people. It's not like gay people have a different sense of when they should do things. I mean, we're all people. If they're old enough to make that decision, they're old enough to make who they want to sleep with.
Absolutely. How do people contact USQ+, your support group?
You can log on to the website at the Student Guild website at the uni, www.studentguild.com.au, and you can log on to our homepage there, or you can contact me, my emails and things like that.
And I'll also point out the USQ+ is linked on the Queer Radio website under LGBT links and social groups. So lovely speaking to you, Donna.
Right, thanks for having me, John.
Pleasure.